9 GM plants got word today they would be permanently closed down. One of those is GM's assembly plant in Wilmington, Delaware. It's the last operating auto assembly plant on the East Coast. The decision to close the 62-year-old factory means some 550 active employees will be out of work, along with another 500 or so laid-off hourly workers who had hoped to be called back. For a sense of the day, we called Steve Quindlin in Wilmington. He worked at the assembly plant for 41 years.
It was a very sad day. They've provided a tremendous amount of employment for our state and for our employees, so it was not a good day.
I wonder if people there sort of saw the writing on the wall with this, because as I understand it, the plant makes the Pontiac Solstice and the Saturn Sky. Both are sports cars, and GM has said it's getting rid of both of those brands. I guess they would know that that didn't sound very good coming down the pike.
That's true, but it's happened to them before. In 1992, the plant was going to close, and they got rescued by just the relationship that they had with the union management. And the level of quality of the cars that they were producing, they got another product.
They thought they might get sort of a new lease, just turn around and make a different kind of car again.
Yes.
You wear another hat as well. You're head of the GM Wilmington Salaried Retirees Club, and I wonder how you feel about the deal that was struck for retirees' health care benefits.
Well, we don't know what's really going to come out of that yet, so it's a matter of waiting the next 60 or 90 days and what this new GM will be offering and covering our current salaried retirees. So it's still all up in the air.
You're getting a lot of questions from retired GM workers?
Yes. Yes. I think the best thing that they've heard is their retirement as of today is still safe. So everybody got their pension checks today, or at least the ones that I talked to.
Is it the kind of thing in Wilmington where you would see the cars coming out of that plant, getting on a train, going somewhere?
Yeah, you could see them go on the car carriers, or we ship by rail, and they'd go out the door on a daily basis.
And I guess you'd be able to keep track of sort of the rise and fall of the company just based on how many cars were coming out of that plant and getting shipped away.
Well, yeah, and you could see the parking lot was full. You knew people were working, and they were contributing to the economy within the state. So that's going to be the worst part about it. The economy of the state pays the price. Manufacturing is off of the East Coast. We're the last ones that produced cars on the East Coast. And they used to be from Boston to all the way down to Doraville, Georgia. And they just don't build them anymore.
Do you have any thoughts, Mr. Quindlin, on the last day when that plant is closed down, what you might do? I wonder if you would you go down to the plant? Would you get together with friends?
If I am invited, I will be there. But I don't know what the rules are going to be. Got to remember, this is a new General Motors. This is not the one that we're all used to and have our little retiree cards. Don't even know whether we can get in there under the new rules.
What's the GM that you remember when you say this is a new GM?
Well, I mean, the GM that I knew was huge. I mean, it had 680,000 people in it at one time, and it was in every country in the world, just about. But, you know, it's just totally different.
And what about to be a GM worker? How do you think that's changed?
Well, I still am a GM employee. It's still on the back of my head, so we're in the front. But it's still good to be remembered as a GM employee. They were good to me and good to many, many people that I know. So it's just a shame that history calls it this way.
Well, Mr. Quindlin, it's good of you to talk with us. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Steve Quindlin is now retired. He worked at GM's Boxwood Road Assembly Plant in Wilmington, Delaware for 41 years. That's one of the GM plants that learned it will be shut down.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.